Blog Talk Radio.
Music I've ever heard.
That's from America's Next Top Model, Holland. And apparently, although Holland is a very happy group of people, they're very angry when they watch TV shows, I guess. I don't know.
Apparently. That was very angry. It scared me. I almost peed my pants. That was in a major fashion faux pas right there.
You should hear Top Model Japan's theme music. I was like, I can't put this on. 6 weeks. I can't do it.
That'd be funny anyway. All right, so let me go ahead and introduce this real quick. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday. It is November 15th, 2011, and GGR is on the air doing our quickly becoming infamous show called Pixanistas. That's right. We are talking about virtual fashion. Right now our focus is on Second Life, but we will expand pretty soon because some of y'all game developers really need to work on your fashion sense. We're not going to point any fingers. Wow. I'm looking at you. World of Warcraft, yes, I am.
Our gender is still too low. How did y'all swap?
I don't know.
Really weird. Before the show, we couldn't hear Snow at all, and Ginger was overly loud. Now we can't hear Ginger. Snow, you're fine. Don't touch anything. I'll cut you.
I promise. I can't touch anything at all?
No. No. Hands above the desk.
All right. I'm turned back up.
There we go. That's perfect.
Don't all right.
Touch. I'm
not touching nothing.
We no doubt have a show full of gripes and full of fashion advice and fashion faux pas that you really need to listen to, because otherwise you'll end up one of the ones we talk about.
This is very true. Oh.
Well, I'll be filtering in some Sims 3 stuff. I found some girls on the Sims 3 site last night, none of them American, French and German, who, damn. If they could really sew, I think they'd give Prada a run for their money. Gorgeous stuff they made.
Oh.
And it's free to download is what's bad.
That's fair enough.
More choices.
Yeah, I don't know if they had websites. I was just looking at what they had up on their page, and it was beautiful. And they had their sim all posed. You know, I never did get into making the sim clothes. I always wanted to do the ones from Second Life, but the Sims one, it was a little bit too much involved in it. But some people take it and rock it. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous work. But so we'll be talking about them in upcoming weeks. First, I need to find out if they have a website, which is difficult to find on the Sims 3 forum because it's EA, and we all know EA is crazy.
EA is the devil.
Bobby Boucher, little girls are the devil. I'm sorry.
Now, notice I did not say that EA was the devil. I didn't. That was not me.
That was totally me. That was Ginger. Yeah.
Okay, that was not Snow White, because Snow White is playing a bunch of EA games right now.
We all are.
I'm making sure, because, you know, I don't want them to be on my bad. I don't want to be on their bad side, you know. Although I was, okay, no, that's for Thursday. Never mind, skip that subject, move on to that.
I only have one on my computer at the moment, and it will soon be gone.
Well, we can talk bad about them. The people we don't want to piss off is Microsoft, because they run everything, even EA. EA can't even work without Microsoft. So as long as we sell Microsoft.
Fashion, yeah. You know,
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thursday.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
Mm. I know.
All right, so what are we going to bitch about first?
I think we're going to bitch about the Fulbright.
Oh, people, why are you doing this?
Let me explain what it is first.
Yes, because remember, we have some people that we are inducting into Second Life, so to speak.
This is true.
So we have to explain to them. Fulbright was first introduced into Second Life, I'm going to say circa 2007 or so.
About there, yeah.
Yes, where you have the ability to take an object and make it a light source, meaning you could make an earring, and you could also, it would be an earring / lamp, meaning it would, you know, give off light. And this was because before Second Life's engine did not have the ability to create, you know, shadows and light. This is before, not even Second Life, even in all games,
right.
It was this way. So once they introduced this, people started doing all sorts of things. They started creating light posts, of course, natural, right? Fire and campfires. But some people decided, you know, this would look real nice if I put this in some hair. and this will look real nice if I put this in some necklace. And it was fine for then. But shortly thereafter when they released this, then they introduced what you hear us refer to as the Windlight engine, which Windlight is what everybody's using in all of your games. It creates light and shadow and the sun movements across the sky. And the
it's ambient light, basically.
Yes.
They put in ambient light.
Yes. So the problem with this is you can still have lights inside of lampposts and things, but when you have it on your person, it just looks crazy, especially when you decide to have it inside your hair.
You glow. You glow. You put off this huge radius of light. I was standing in the club the other night. It's a frenzy club. It's dark. The whole half the dance floor I'm standing on is lit up like Christmas because this one guy has face lights on that are so bright.
Okay, now face lights are completely different than what we're talking about. Face lights are something intended to bathe your character in light so you don't have any weird shadows. Because sometimes when you do, when you make your own face, you end up with these weird kind of angular looking shadows on your features. So face lights, for me, they're really only good for taking pictures. I mean, every day you should not be walking around with a face
light. Not so much.
Out of everybody else. I despise face lights with a passion.
Well, no. Well, Snow, now that you, because Snow and Blaster, remember we were telling you guys this morning how Blaster got a new PC. Snow also has joined the ranks. See how they do us, me and Ginger? We
I know. They totally left us out.
But anyway, now that she's got her new video card, when you go into Second Life, you will see the face lights are not even really needed anymore, period.
They're not. No, they're not. They're really not.
You can create the moon behind you and snap a picture and get all this beautiful light, fantastic light. So I, on occasion, I'll do a face light. I have one, and I've had this one since they made them, but it's very, very faint, and you wear it on your lips, and for those of you who don't know, in Second Life, you can wear objects on different parts of your body. So usually I attach it to the lips, and it gives me a good light, and even if I'm taking a picture of somebody else, if I have it on me, I can adjust how close I stand to them if I need, you know, just a little bit of an extra hit of light. But some people, like we had this girl show up at a wedding, and this chick had 10 face lights on her wedding dress, and you could not see her. Those of us who have good video cards see every detail. It ruins the design of the clothes. Everything looks horrible. You can't see the fabric, all the work they put in making this.
You can't see the stuff on your own character because of the damn lights on somebody else.
Just
you're like, what the hell? Like, you try to move away, and the light seems to follow you, you know?
Like, shit. Could you stand over there in that corner, turn face the wall, thank you.
Why are you wearing it? I need you to be able to see me. No, I don't want to see. You ever notice the people that are wearing the face lights are the people who have the worst skin and the worst clothes and stuff on? You don't want to see them.
I think it comes with, okay, and this is a theory of mine. In Second Life, your fashion evolves the longer you're in Second Life. It comes with what I call Second Life maturity. Because when you first get in there, undoubtedly, this is what happens. A girl, and we're speaking from a girl's perspective, they go and they try to find the sluttiest looking outfit. They try to find the makeup with, like, the most, I guess, anime or most cartoony looking makeup because you're in a game and that's what, you know, that's what you're going to gravitate towards. But the longer you're in Second Life, the more it becomes an extension of you, the more realistic you want your avatar to become. And that's my theory on this, because the longer I'm in Second Life, the more my avatar kind of morphs into a realistic, more realistic version of what, you know, of what I used to be. Because I'll tell you, when I first started, I looked ridiculous.
I showed Ginger a picture of my first avatar during the game developer competition from 2005. Man, my girl is busted. And I got
rough. Just a little.
And I will put those up so you can see because I've been
wanting to see if I can dredge up some of mine because mine are just, wow.
I got a cowboy hat and some shorts. And this is before anybody was making clothes, when you had to try to fashion together your own clothes from the edit menu. Remember? You know how
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. That was fun.
I got on some shorts and a T-shirt, just crazy, and a crazy hat, and it is horrible. No hair. See all the hair when you look at our website now? I got all this cute bob, and it's all blowing in the wind. No, there was none of that. It was a blob of black on top of your head. No.
Yes. Oh, my God, the system hair. Oh. Oh my God.
I'm so glad I missed that. I'm so glad I was not around for that. Y'all talk about it, and I'm like, you know.
Every now and then, Ginger, you'll get a glimpse of it, and someone ends up being Ruth for some reason.
That's exactly
and
what I have like. Seen that.
Yes.
It's like, oh, that's not cute.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know what Ruth is, it's when your avatar messes up and it kind of reverts you back to a Second Life default avatar.
In 2005, not new.
Yeah, not new. This is like circa 2005 default avatar, because the new avatars really are not that bad, surprisingly enough.
No.
But, yeah, so every now and then an avatar will get Ruth, and that's pretty much what you look like when you walked into the game so many years ago. It was pretty hard.
Is somebody sending Pawn?
It's not me, it's Ginger this time.
It's me, and it's not Prawn, I swear.
It's not Prawn. You know we like that.
No way. Has clothes on this time.
She's naked. She's probably naked. What you got on your nipples tonight? Band-aid. Mask
Hopefully
and tape.
Covered. All covered.
Tape measure. Look, and it's a big file, too. It's going to take like 59 minutes to download it.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Can I bring up one of my gripes?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
What is your guy?
She says, can she? Just do it.
I'm trying to be nice today. I don't know.
We don't need nice. Pixie is supposed to be bitchy.
Oh, because you want the bitch to come out?
Do it. Do it, Joan.
So angsty right now, let me tell you. Okay, for one thing, and this is back in gore, because that's where I spend most of my time. Okay? And listen to last week's show if you want an explanation of what gore is. Gore is for role play to me. Gore is somewhere I go to role play. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lifestyle. It's RP. So I go to this place and I see these girls, and they are these skinny little bitches with bodies that have no curves whatsoever. None. No curves. Like a fucking twig standing there. But then up at the top, they have these ginormous tits. Not even.
Why do they? Oh.
We did talk
about that last week.
No, we didn't. We didn't. You listen to me for a minute. I'm talking the giant, because I'm looking at one right now on my screen. These ginormous tits that are so big, they are misfigured to the point where their boobs look angular.
Are we talking about the prim boobs?
No. I'm talking like the real boobs. I'm serious.
Wow.
If you get a chance to play with your avatar shape, go into it, and pull your slider all the way up to 100, and then do a profile of your boob, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It looks like there are sharp angles to your boob.
Why would you do that?
This girl has no hips. She is skinny as all get out, body fat probably, I would say, 10, no, not even lower than that, maybe 0 to 3.
Aww.
She has these ginormous boobs that looks like you have no idea how she's managing to stand up straight.
Aw, Ginger's cute.
I know, and that is the brand new alt.
Okay, you know what? I'm sitting here bitching, and you're like, oh, she's so cute.
Well, it just opened up. I'm sorry. It was all delayed and whatnot.
I'm not going to bitch anymore. Y'all can go ahead. I'm done.
No, my
it ain't important.
No, it's fine. And I've seen an influx of these chicks with the stupid prim boobs. Why are you wearing the prim boobs?
I have no idea. Like, this one woman came in to the sim I was on, and she had these huge boobs on. I'm trying to talk her into it, because she's trying to be a Korean free woman who are very modest. And I'm like, that's not exactly modest. And that doesn't work. And she said, well, I used to have a D cup, but these are only Bs. And I'm like, honey, the boobs, one boob is as big as your head. That's a little bigger than a B.
That is not a B cup. It's not a B cup. I'm sorry.
I'm dead serious. Like, one of the prim boobs was as big as her head, if not bigger. And I'm
now,
like...
Now, here's where the issue, how I'm going to say this going to change, because y'all are kind of off on the boob thing, but with the introduction of mesh, I don't think we're going to be seeing too many of those big boobs, because you can't... A lot of people are not that adept at scripting, as we were discussing last week, and putting it into the clothes so that it reconfigures to your body. So we're going to see, until that happens, you're going to see a lot of girls having to scale that back, because...
That was something that I wanted to talk about, was angular girls. Unfortunately,
yes.
Until some of these mesh creators start putting the resizers in, my Abby is usually smaller than either of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have to make her even smaller to fit inside the mesh clothing.
And that brings up another gripe. Who the fuck are you using to model your clothes when you make clothes? I'm serious.
Themselves. Are we mimicking, like, real life where they use anorexic models? Because this is ridiculous.
I feel like they are. Like, there's one clothing designer. What is the name of it? Crap. What was the one I was bitching about? Yasum. Okay, her.
Yeah.
Like, her. I went to go try on her clothes, and my girl is not that big. You know, she's realistic. She's looks like a normal woman. I go try on her clothes, and, like, my skin's poking through the mesh outfit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. I love your shape. Your shape is awesome.
She did take a very nice shape.
It's all nice and round and soft.
It's curvy and soft, and, yeah, it's a woman. You know, it's not a little girl. It's not a tomboy. It's not a child. It's a woman with curves.
Well, I think my girl's nice and proportionate.
Both your characters look good. I mean, it doesn't look disproportionate. You don't look like something that somebody would draw, you know, like a cartoon.
Yes.
You look like you're
I'm going to make a six figure, and it's going to look just about that, yeah.
Yeah. Now, like, you guys look like you modeled yourselves after real people, is what it looks like.
I modeled myself after me when I was, 17, perchance.
I modeled my character after me.
Before I got actual, when I had a little bit of hip. I don't know what happened to it since then. Okay, anyway. Ladies, I'm trying to keep y'all on fashion. Y'all are angry about the people with the boobs.
But that is fashion. That is totally fashion. That
is fashion.
That goes with the whole virtual fashion thing.
Now, the other thing we were talking about. Okay, here's a thought that I just had that's scary, because I'm overlooking at Vero Moderato, their circus couture, and I'll give the girls a copy. So you have to be in our chat room. If you like the show, pop by the chat room so that you can see some of the pictures and stuff that we have. Check that out. Remember we were talking about the whole something's wrong with the wrist and ankle thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have some people now, of course, that are taking matters into their own hands by, you know, making your ankle invisible. Then you have on the shoes and you have to adjust your foot color.
Mm-hmm.
I am very afraid that I'm going to see this happening with the hands.
I actually came across that today.
Oh, no, stop it.
It's already
happened. Prim hands.
Yes.
Prim hands. They came in different poses and whatnot. They had the, not Invisiprims, they had the, help me out.
The
alpha layers.
Alpha type, yeah. Alpha.
Yeah, had the alpha layers.
Hmm.
Made your hand invisible, and then you put the prim hand on.
Now, those outfits are cute, but her hands look weird.
Yes, the black gloves, the circus, the first one, gorgeous dress. I like the whole thing on the circus.
Child hands.
Yeah. Now, you can adjust your hand. It's been a while. I really don't pay attention to my hands. I think I went through a hand phase. Remember when they had the whole manicure you could buy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I went through that a couple years ago. Then I said, it's pointless. Can't you adjust the size of your hands? Am I remembering?
You can adjust.
Yes.
There's, I think it's 30, 20, 10, and 0 are the sizes.
I'm going to need them to fix their hands.
Are you using a slider?
Yeah, when they're a slider, you get a touch.
No, you can make it any size you want. My hands normally range around between 15 and 17, depending on my avatar.
Okay.
Sometimes smaller if I'm dealing with like a pixie or something like that. No, you can totally adjust the size of your hands, but the pixel hands worry me, the prim hands worry me, because it's not going to be easy to resize those things, and people are going to think, well, I'm a woman, so I have to have the smallest hands possible. And then they're going to end up with a problem like that chick has in that picture. Like, normal body and, like, little baby hands. I don't know.
It's only in that one picture. Well, right, no, two pictures.
Look, it is circus, so it's carny hands.
Apparently.
Maybe, but that dress is cute, though.
That is. Does anybody else notice a lot of our designers, when they take photos of their dress, they go, this looks cartoony to me.
Yeah.
Which takes away from how really pretty some of their clothes are. Does this look cartoony to y'all? I always wonder about that.
Yes.
Well, it's also the background. It's not really helping because she photoshopped in the background.
Is that what? That's what it is.
Yeah. Like, it's not an actual picture. Like, it looks like she cut out the figure and then put the figure on a photoshopped background to me. That's what it looks like.
I thought she just had
video
cards. She could be in one of the new posing photo stands.
Oh, yeah, those give off that same look as well.
It still looks like Photoshop to me, but...
Yeah.
Anyway.
Either way, it's not pretty.
No.
It takes away from how pretty the clothes are to me.
It does. And that's really sad, because these designers, they work hella hard on this stuff. Like, and then you're going to ruin it with bad advertising. That's
I know we're going to see Corey in all of these hats.
We are.
You are. I'm are. You already said it. You know I got a thing for hats. You saw my thing this week, Snow. You see my big blue hat I have on this week?
Yes. I like that hat, actually.
Oh, it is cool. I forgot to put the shot up with the side where you can see it's covered in flowers on the backside.
Oh.
It's covered in pretty blue flowers on the and clearly it looked, because I know from visiting the marketplace, it's a sombrero is what she did. She took a sombrero and then she made it this color and put the flowers on it. I think that's genius.
That is awesome.
It's a sombrero? That's, I want one.
It's a sombrero. That's what it is. So look at it. Look at the hat. Tell me it's not a sombrero.
I want one now.
And she's got a bunch of them in different colors. Okay, we're not talking about my feature girl yet. I'm sorry, y'all.
When are we going to debut those?
Which one?
I'll talk later. The alt. The 550.
Oh, well, we're still.
I'm still working on mine.
Okay. I haven't started on mine, but I'll say her name.
Yeah.
Her name is Kai Iwata. She's going to be Asian. I already found her skin. The skin is 50 lindens. And what else did I find for her? I found her outfit. I think that was free. So she's going to be pretty. I need to find her a nice, good kimono because I want her to have
I want to give a shout-out to S.E. Motion because they give free AOs to newbies.
Yes. I need to hurry up. I'm running out of my set. Yes. 7 days, right?
No. It's like 9 days. It's 9 days.
Oh, I was like, oh, God.
Months?
So. SE Motion gives out free AOs, which is great because I cannot stand that newbie walk. I mean, it makes me feel like a penguin.
Look, there's more education for people. An AO is an animation override, which does some of the poses that you see me do, because generally I like to take pictures of my AO doing stuff. So some of the stuff you see me doing is my AO is standing there. The looking
fluid that way.
Yeah, the looking down one, if you look at who I'm featuring this week, the top picture is my AO. She does that, you know, she'll just kind of look down for a second, and then I just grab the picture, giving away my secrets. But, yeah, so you get a free one, and the reason why we're all excited is because they're expensive as hell to buy a good one.
Yes.
I mean, okay, it's not the best, I'll tell you. There's one thing that I died laughing when I saw it because I was at this little freebie area, and my girl Krasta, her name is Krasta, C-H-R-A-S-T-A-A, so if you see her in game, that's me. I had her flying over something looking for whatever I wanted, and then she did some sort of weird bouncy thing. Like, when she flew, she just bounced up and down in the air, and I just fell out laughing.
That's new. I've never seen that one before.
I have never seen it before in my life, and I was like, what the hell is she doing? Because it looks like she's humping the air. Like, she's just bouncing up and down. I don't even know.
Now, you know what? I don't know if this is this avatar or one of my other avatars has it swims in the water like a mermaid.
Yeah.
Is that what think maybe that was?
No. She's like spread eagled in the air.
Oh, no.
Hell no.
All right. I'm going to have to see that later.
have to try that out. I'm serious. It is so funny. Like, I laugh my ass off every single time. I cannot help it.
Now, see, that's another thing that kind of plays into fashion. Even last year when Ginger and I were at Fashion Week, and there's no Fashion Week this year so far. I don't know what they're doing. We haven't. That's why you're not hearing anything about it, because we have heard nothing. There's no post. There's nobody talking about Fashion Week. So whenever we hear, guys, we'll start showing you stuff. But one of the things that plays into fashion in Second Life is having a very nice AO. And I can never remember this chick's name. I just remember her dress. And I believe she got it from Bliss Couture, because I've seen something similar there. She had a giant rose on top of her head, but don't just picture a rose. It was, you know, all fashioned out. It had lace and the veil over her eye, and then it was strapless. And when it came down, it had a train in the back. And her whole AO was about, you know, the way that she posed, like, you know, like, I am that bitch. That's how her AO was. Every time she'd walk and stop, it was like, yeah, look at my big old beautiful red dress with the train. And everybody was looking at her. That dress is killer. So part of when you go into Second Life, if you happen to run across us, when we start talking about your AO, all of this plays into your character, who you are. Now, my Corey, this particular one that I use, you'll see me use most of the time, has a assassin AO. And I like that because of the attitude. Sometimes she's, you know, sometimes she's standing there like a model, and other times it's like, what? I got a knife in my boot. What you want to do?
Yeah, that's what my girl has. My girl's kind of like, what then? What? What? Bring it, bitch.
Yeah, no, my main has that.
Yeah, you see, so you. That's, I knew you had changed one because you had one that was kind of sassy. She would lean back. You know that model pose where the models lean back when they get to the end of the runway.
Yeah,
and just would do that, and then it would. She would turn, and then she'd crouch down, and I was like, "What is that animation? I have pictures of you doing that. I know you changed. Am I crazy?
No, actually, it's the same AO, but they sent me an update, and apparently it changed
it,
that.
It took it. Oh, because that.
Aww, that's sad.
That one was killer. That little backwards potion. It still does it sort of, but it's not as hard as it was. It was just lean and she'd drop her arm like, that's right, bitch. Take the picture. I have a picture. If you go look at our Flickr page, I have one of you doing that. We're kind of standing there. Me, you, and one of the designers from
me.
Somebody.
It's you.
It's me.
That's right, bitches. Take the fucking picture.
It's me. That's right. So that's another thing you have to consider when you go into Second Life, and no Fulbright anything.
God, no, please.
No bling. Blaster.
God, blaster.
You know what is funny?
Men's Fashion Week with us, and full bling.
Oh, so, and I will show, are the pictures, I think I didn't get to put them up on our Flickr stuff.
I'm pretty sure I have them up on mine.
He had a diamond stud with the bling, and remember the old bling that would flash at you?
Oh my God, are you kidding?
Yes, the angry flash, and then it would sparkle for a second, and then it would stop, and then it would flash at you again.
He wore something that sparkled.
Yes,
fabulous. It sparkled.
Oh, wait, not just his ear. He had the matching necklace.
Oh no.
And I want to say he had spurs on his boots that also sparkled.
But I may be
remembering that wrong. And the bad part was, he dropped into the middle of the runway. We were like,
oh, a good time.
Ben, you're on the runway. Blaster, you're on the runway. What? Get off the runway.
Blaster, please, you're embarrassing us. Get off the fucking runway.
Well, you teleported me in. Yes, but you still on the runway. Get off.
He should have been like, I'm kicking it old school. Let's start work.
He had no AO, and he did the newbie stand with the hands on the hips. And you know how they look down, and the head's looking down. And he had the mohawk. We're like, oh, God.
It was so
bad.
Oh, my God.
We tell him, you stand over there. We don't know you. Take that Gamer Girls radio tag from over your head. No, Take it off. We don't know you.
I was looking for it. I swear. Oh, it's because they're limiting my Flickr now. I hate you, Flickr.
Yeah, they've been doing that. That's why I didn't get them up last year, because I was like, I got to put these up. He looks so busted, Snow. And even, you see, we fixed him up. He came in the other night. He had almost the same stuff again. I said, what happened? That is not how we left you.
He came in the other night? I missed this.
He was in for just a couple seconds. I was like,
he looks the same as always.
He put his stuff back on. He's like, I'll wear the other stuff when I'm with y'all, but I want to wear this. I'm like, oh, do you know how busted up you look, Maine?
Telling me, I'm gonna have to revoke your little radio tag.
Oh,
I'm telling
you. No, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to get a nice HUD that allows us to get in his inventory, and we're going to have to just delete it.
RLV. RLV. RLV, we'll do that.
I'll be his online mistress.
Yes, you know, I could dress him.
Be like, bitch, no. Mm-mm, take that off.
Take this off. No, you cannot wait here, but this on. And we took him.
Also the RLV menu. You can
for that. Yep, exactly. And I even gave the boy money. I gave him money to go get himself.
We've all given him money.
Broke ass up. Damn.
We've all given him money and stores to go to. But, you know, this is another thing, oddly enough, that it kind of crosses over from the real world and Second Life is, some men have no concept of fashion.
No. Right.
Some men also have no concept of, if you look busted, even though women say we're not visual, in Second Life, you kind of have to be. It's not like we know you, we can talk to you or something from a distance. You got to be looking, let me reach back and grab that old word, fly, before.
Fly. So bad. A friend of mine is making shapes, and he's a guy, and he's trying to make male shapes. And he was modeling all these different ones, and we were like, oh, God, no. I like
the male shapes where they make the package really big. You know what I mean?
Blaster's is really big. But he knows, he's like, I can't get it to shrink down. I'm like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, we also have where Jay Duke says he's going to come in. He says, I'm just going to let y'all dress me. Just so I'm going to let y'all just do what you want to do.
Good boy. Good boy, Jay.
Bring
good
some money, Jay. We'll have fun. We gave him money.
Yes.
Yeah, we gave him money already. He just has to stay in long enough for us to dress him so and find him a nice skin. Because he's like, I don't want to be white. I need some black boy. Okay, fine. We will find you one. And everyone I showed him, I don't like it. He looks ashy.
I think Lack has some Lack has some good black skins, I think, don't they?
I haven't gone on the men's side at all.
I think they do. I know Mojo does. Mojo, but I don't know if they have male skin.
We'll have to look when we get him in.
Yeah, no, Mojo has the male side.
They have some good dark skins.
But I want to say all the male skins I saw look like 17-year-old boys.
Okay, no, that's not cool. I like the male skins, kind of that rugged, rawr, like he'll just snap my throat and slam you against the wall and whisper dirty shit in your ear. That's
like you ain't shaved, you ain't took a bath, but you don't smell that way. You just look like you have.
Right. Like, and then, but then when they get really, they like, okay,
No smells in Second Life. No, let it go.
I just went off on my own little tangent. I'm a cool.
Now, speaking of good skins, let me talk to you about the bad ones again. We mentioned last week, and I didn't have a name for you, so now I'm going to say them. Okay. Fallen Angel, who makes some of, hands down, the most beautiful Gorean skins, and not skins, but silks and things you'll hear us talk about. And we're going to have a Gorean show, so we will explain to you what silks and things are. But for now, know that there are things that slaves the owned slaves usually wear. You weren't owned. You didn't generally have nice silks. But and when
I wear silks anyway, because I think they're ugly as shit.
She has good. Snow has good taste. When Snow and I were mistress and slave, and y'all let me get any imagery, we were just causing trouble.
It was not like that, y'all.
It was not like that. We were causing much mayhem.
Leave me my daydream.
And you know what? We may have to revisit that again and bring the ginger along. One of us has to be the mistress and one should be the slave. We will.
You know, I'll be the mistress because I play a damn good free woman.
Yes, we need to just go fuck up a city. Just make them shut down when we leave. Everybody just shut the bitch down.
Oh, that's funny.
But they make beautiful, I mean gorgeous, even now, like I have the ones that you got for me, Snow. When I put those on, people are like, that is pretty. Where'd that come from? I've never seen that before.
Bought it for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I don't have a mistress anymore. My girl, I had to just pull her out of Gore, period. We just roam the countryside looking for trouble.
I could just say that. Just, you know.
my mistress had, no, because see, I got a friend who has a mistress and she likes me.
Oh.
And I've had to tell her on numerous occasions that I only like beef, even in any reality. In any reality, I can't do it. So I don't want to
comment about tacos. But
I don't like tacos. I only eat sausage. Okay,
I prefer sausage to tacos, though I like both.
We know you. But Fallen Angel needs to get out of the skin business, especially if it's black skin. They did another set, and they released it this week, and it is the most god-awful thing I have ever seen. My eyes started bleeding when I was looking at it. I had to dab and put eye patches. It was horrible. Why? Do y'all not wonder sometimes, do people see when their stuff is bad? I mean, we made things. Like the little thing I made last week at the Pac-Man on the boobs, and it's all right.
Yeah,
and I would probably...
Speaking of, I need those.
I'm actually going to put them up on the store just to see who will buy them. Because
that's awesome.
You can only have them if I can rip them off of you.
Rip them off of me.
Right. Then you can have them,
and
that's fine.
Should I put a music with them? Or what is our dubstep Pac-Man? Do we put
them? You know, add them on the trim.
No, I'm not.
You actually have them to where, click on them and rip them off.
That's awesome.
Skirts like that.
Yeah, I know. I'm not putting any scripts in it. I just want to sell them. We're not gonna get too highfalutin. I just want to see who. I just want to see who's gonna buy them. That's the first wearable clothing that I would be seeing. Yeah, the first wearable clothes that I'd be seeing. I'd want to. That I'd share with public because it's a top I made. Oh hell no. But do you? I know when my stuff is not looking cute. Do these people not know that their skin looks horrible?
No, they have really bad taste. I'm not kidding. I think bad taste in real life transfers over to bad taste in Second Life. Because I have seen the first five pictures of some of these people who make clothes, like really bad clothes in Second Life, and I went, that explains a lot. Like, wow, that explains a whole lot.
I was going to send them a message and say, bitch, really?
Did you not actually look at this before you put it up? Just asking.
I know I messaged the person who runs Analog Dog. Please make me some pigtails.
Now, here's a, because I'm actually on the marketplace while we're talking, because I like to look through it, you know, so we can mention some people. Another art, did this chick, Ginger, would like this tattoo. I'm going to go ahead and send it to you because it got duct tape over the nipples.
Oh, you know how I've got a duct tape outfit.
No, not outfit. This is a tattoo. It's a full body tattoo.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Yeah, so there you go. You go ahead and check that out. It's by Glue Ink. Very pretty. Yeah. Then we have, now, you see how pretty that is. And that is, I'm going to say that's not Photoshop because that's how my pictures look. So it is possible to do this without Photoshop. Those of you who
think that's the, I don't think that includes the duct tape over the nipple. I think that's just a tattoo. But that is a really nice tattoo.
It's, yeah. It's very nicely done. They put a lot of work into it. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Picture's good. The good photographer. It's not Photoshopped. I'm telling you, I know. I'm able to pick it out. But the Fallen Angel people, y'all need to stop. It looks like a cartoon. I'm trying to find one on the marketplace. If I find one, I will give you guys a link. And we'll
I know there is one because I came across it the other day while I was looking for skin.
Yes, because I was showing it to you. I showed you one. I was like, what the holy fuck is
What is it
that you do? Look, Ginger's like, I'm going to find it.
I
will find
it. Because they spell Fallen.
With a, yeah.
F-A-L-L-N.
But I don't know if they put the apostrophe in on the store, on the marketplace of the issue.
Yeah, they might. Hold on.
Mm. Oh, look at that, a fountain. No.
We do not need fountains.
I know, I don't need it. It's just the point. Okay, yeah, now I have found them. Let me look. Fallen Angel Creations is who they are on the marketplace. And guys at Fallen Angel, you guys make beautiful silks. The one I'm looking at now, there's a gift. Red Silks comes with the gag, the whole blindfold. Looks like it's for Christmas. It's got a bow around the boobs. It's a bow around the goodies, and it's flowing. It's gorgeous. When it comes to making skin, I don't really like any of their skins, but some of them are tolerable. But I just don't understand the – okay, here's one here. Oh, man, and this is supposed to be a goth one. I like to do this during the show, guys, because
people overdo the goth thing. So.
No, it's a black girl goth is first of all, and then they don't do black skins well, as it were.
No.
Now, wait a minute. Let me make it worse for you. While you're looking at that, I want you to click on the smaller image next to it so that it's blown up. The one that shows the full bodies and see what I'm talking about. Now, you guys have seen my skin naked for unfortunately.
Okay, A, those shapes in that head is bad. And they put newbie hair.
Hmm. Yeah. And that's not just newbie hair. That is newbie hair from 2003.
Yeah, that's not even
flexy.
That's not even us with newbie hair, dude.
Why? You're trying to sell your stuff and you're putting this crappy ass ad. Yeah, all right, it's big. It's nighttime. Crappy-ass advertising up. Oh, my God. I had to think about it.
I don't even know.
I am of the mind that if you are not able to see the shadows and light, and this is not just, I'm harping on the black skin because that's usually the
most. You know what? Now I know it's matte. It's too matte. There's not enough light.
Yes, that's a good word for it. There's no light and shadow. They just... It's like skin was before people realized that they could do that.
Exactly. They colored it in with chalk.
Yeah, they colored it with, like, a brown marker.
Yeah, remember back...
A picture of a man's junk.
You stop looking at men's junk.
That's really lifelike.
I'll have to find the Christmas tree the other day that I saw.
Yay, okay. Hmm.
Now, see, in contrast, their fashion... is some of the best in Second Life, but they generally, and they don't really have to do anything. They've never been to a fashion show. We've never seen them at Fashion Week or anything like that. It's, you know, they do their fashion well. You guys look at that. That's a beautiful, beautiful gown.
Yeah, that is pretty. The only issue I have with them is sometimes their stuff is not put together well. Like, it's not, the prims don't quite fit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that gown is really pretty, but it doesn't quite fit.
I haven't had any of their gowns before, but as I tell you, Snow bought me a ton of their silks. Well, you had a day or something. She spent a whole lot of money that day. You know what? That was when we first met. That was what that was.
I think it was spoiling you.
Yes. Yes. You did. You know what? I think you started all this money-grubbing bitch thing. That's you. That's you that did that.
That was my fault.
Nah, it's your fault. My mistress has spoiled me, so what?
So all y'all guys, you have me to thank for that.
Look, and I don't even give her no virtual pony tank.
That's
she's
right.
What?
That's right.
Y'all should see the whole production I'm doing. It's very elaborate when I'm snapping, like y'all can see me.
I know, I can imagine it because I see you do that.
My mistress had bought me 5 different silks in many different colors. You know, wait a minute. You know what I just remembered? This is how much trouble that you and I used to cause. I remember this specifically because I got into an argument. Ginger, me and Snow are in this city. And some parts of the Gorian books, the slaves didn't wear veils or earrings or things like that. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was that Snow had bought me, I had not worn it yet. And I was like, I'm wearing these damn earrings and this veil and this cape, all this stuff. I came in there all elaborate. Now, I used to always make sure I matched whatever she had on. So she had on her green dress, and I had on my green silks with the whole get-up, the makeup, all the piercings, the bangles, jingle, jingle. They were making noise, just everything. And this guy,
was like a few years ago, for those of you that are wondering. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. So I'm jingle, jingle, jingle as I'm walking, and I'm walking behind her, and, you know, we're talking. And I'm not paying attention. Suddenly I get, I am bling, bling. So I just didn't wear that. Well, whatever. Bling, 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 bling. Slaves didn't wear that. Well, whatever. You need to take it off. Bling, 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 bling. Slaves do not wear that. I'm not taking it off. My mistress got it for me. How about I put both you and your mistress in the collar? Well, do it if you think you can. So then a few minutes later, Snow messaged me, Corey, you better take the stuff off.
That is awesome. See, yeah.
No, you know, it would be funny, though. If somebody tried that shit to me today, oh, no. There'd be a whole different – I'd be like, bitch, try it. Bitch, try it. Go ahead. Try it. Try this. I was sweet back then. I don't know what happened.
I'm missing out on all the fun, apparently.
You are. You know what? You know, we're gonna indoctrinate you into gore.
Right. She's like, all right. She's been wanting to do that anyway.
I know.
But see, now there.
And it's safe if you're my slave, because whatever limits you have or whatever you don't want to do, I'll be like, all right, it's cool.
See, now here's the funny part as well. This is another area where when you go into Sims to role play, that's a whole other fashion world there. So in Gore, of course, the more treasured the slave is, the nicer her clothes are. So there is a that's why I was the most hated slave because of Snow. This is why we were able to cause trouble. Not only was I the most hated slave, because she'd always have me just decked out from head to toe. I had one too that had Hannah tattooed.
Yeah, oh. I remember that.
I still have it. So I would have goes, your mistress must really love you. My master doesn't buy me silks. And they'd, you know, we'd be talking, and then, you know, a little while later I'd hear little comments and so being made, and, you know, like, oh God. They don't like you. So and so said you had on too much. You had on all this stuff, and your mistress was like, I'm sorry. What you want me to do?
Like, I don't care.
What you want me to do? So you are. It's a whole other fashion world there. Also, you want to steer clear of the guys that are not dressed nice. The guys usually, but you know what? The funny thing is, most of the times you see the guys dressed nice, it's usually a woman playing the avatar.
Yes.
It totally is. But, you know, the thing is, like, in Second Life, I think one of the major things that bugs me so much about Second Life is people care too much what somebody is on the other side. You really shouldn't be in Second Life to meet people in real life anyway. So if you connect
with
somebody.
Yes, oh my God, I had this argument with somebody the other day.
Somebody on a mental level, if you connect with someone on an emotional level, why not just go ahead and love it for what it is, instead of like, oh, do you actually have a cock on the other side of the screen? Or do you have any other thing to tell you?
Yes. Wait. I'm going to play devil's advocate here. One key thing that you said is you should not be in to meet somebody. I'd say, I'm not going to say that. Because it happens. That's how you and I met, ironically.
I know, but I wasn't in it to meet anybody.
Exactly. So, but you should go in to be having fun. And some people, if we talk about this often, are not clear exactly what Second Life is. I'm in it for the shoes and the purses and the clothes. I'm going to tell you now. That was part of my reason for coming back. I came into Second Life years ago because there was an amateur developers competition. When I got in and I realized just as we were about to, the competition was about to end, the people were making clothes, I kept coming back. I come back every few years to see what's going on, and the clothes have gotten so fantastical. And so we are fine. We have about 15 minutes before we are cut. Yeah, ma'am.
Okay.
Wait a minute. No, we don't.
We're running over.
Well, we can. Well, actually, we cut off. We could have.
We just got. We're just recording now.
We're in the streaming. We're in the streaming now. Well,
so bad.
Well, let us chat for another 10 minutes because we need to say who we're featuring this week, and then we can go on about our merry way.
Okay.
In the streaming. So, who's first this week? About who's it that you love?
Go ahead.
I will go first. While we were making these newbies, I was looking for some free hair because finding good free hair is just about flipping impossible, it seems. I came across a store called Viva.
Uh-oh.
They have a whole wall of group hair that they give away every month or every time they get a certain mark worth of people inside their group. Anyways, this stuff is beautiful. It's not the flexy hair that moves through you and everything. It's just got little wisps and tendrils that move along with actual the harder, I guess, prim hair.
Yeah.
It's so pretty. It looks so natural. So gorgeous. And it comes in all sorts of colors. I think I ended up picking up 8 or 10 group gifts from them.
What?
That were just sitting on the wall.
All right, I'm going to...
Yes. And they had 3 poses, too. So that worked out great so that I could take pictures. I loved them.
Okay, I'm totally going to head over there.
Of course... I was trying to go free. I really was, but I could not find a free skin that I found several free skins that were beautiful and I loved, but just not what I was looking for.
Right.
And I wanted to make an elf this time. A friend of mine turned me on to Plastic, or The Plastic is the store name. They have some gorgeous, just beautiful elven skins. They're older looking. They're kind of grittier, darker looking. They're not pretty like a lot of these skins you see. I mean, they're gorgeous, but they're not pretty and light and pink and everything. They're kind of a brownish, they're earthen tone.
Right.
And actually, for under 500 linden, I got the skin. It also came with the shape, and it also came with elf ears.
What?
Yes.
For
yes,
under 500
yes.
linden for real?
For, yes, under 500 linden for real.
That's awesome.
Yes. And while I was browsing the store, I came across a couple of prizes, too. So I got free eyes that glow. And eyebrows and all that other fun stuff as well.
Awesome. All right.
Yes, and that was the Plastic. If you've not been there, you got to go. Oh, and check out all their other stores. That whole sim is just amazing.
I'm going to head over there pretty soon. Not today because I'm tired, but tomorrow probably. Hello?
Yeah, she just muted herself.
Okay.
What she...
I was wondering. I was like, oh, my God.
I'm dying of bronchitis or something, apparently.
Okay. So, yeah, I wanted to actually feature Pink Fuel, which is a...
Oh.
Ooh, I've been there. They've got some lovely skin.
They really do. Now, last week I said something about Mojo, but Mojo's paler skin, because I tend to like my avatars to be a little pale, because I'm pale in real life.
Uh-huh.
But Mojo's paler skins have kind of like an odd yellowish tone to them. So I went to go find more skins, and I found Pink Fuel, and they really do have some really gorgeous, just gorgeous pale skins. So I wanted to give a shout out to them real quick about that. And, of course, I have to shout out to the place that I'm totally obsessed with their hair, Truth. Everybody in Second Life knows Truth. I understand that. I don't care. Still got to give a shout out. I love that place.
They do good work.
They do. And with Pink Fuel, when you buy their skins, you also get lipstick. So instead of having to change your entire skin to change your lipstick, they give you a whole bunch of tattoo layers of different, like, probably 10, 20 different types of lipstick. So... Pink Fuel, excellent, relatively cheap skin, gorgeous quality. You get extra tattoo lipstick pack. So,
all right. Well, my favorite this week, I already told you last week, was Mia Mai. Unfortunately, the designer is out sick. I did let her know that we were featuring her. So she may or may not be listening. I don't know. But if you are, girl, I love you. If you have not been to the Mia Mai Sim, it looks like it's going to be super expensive. It is not. All of the things you see me wearing is under 500 linden for the total outfit.
What? For everything?
everything you see on that page is under 500 lindens. The blue dress that I'm wearing where I'm in the snow is about 350 lindens. The big oversized sweater with the jeans together, about 450 lindens. The plunging dress with the skirt, about 350. You know, everything there. The other dress with the big hat, that whole entire thing comes to just under 500 lindens at about 480. Even their mesh, which I didn't buy the dress because I had already spent too much at that point, but I took a picture of the mesh. If you look down in the gallery at the bottom, that mesh dress, as cute as it is, $480. And their dresses are not too crazy. You know, you don't have the crazy prims sticking out over here on the side and, you know, it's showing off stuff. And they have now those things that I picked were very inexpensive. They do have higher-end expensive stuff because y'all know I love haute couture. They have these crazy haute couture gowns with the mask and the blindfold and the, you know, jagged thing pointing to the left and the bottom of it pointing to the right. They also have a wedding store, a wedding complex. It's just a whole mall there of nothing but their featured designs. And it is everything you think, you know, any kind of fits any style, from even from stuff that Ginger may like to stuff that Snow may like and stuff that I love. Just gorgeous. And again, a whole entire complex, but it's so well laid out, and I like that too. So neat. It makes you want to buy stuff. It doesn't look crazy. Even when you go in their stores, I like that they buy into the whole, it looks like a store, a real life store, like they have jeans and stuff. It's actually laid out on the counters and stuff when you pass by, and you can click them and buy them. Yeah, boxes are open, you know, when they bring new stuff, and it looks like they're in there unpacking. That's just nice. You know, every sign there is an ad, which you see me standing in front of their signs. You know, a model is wearing this, or their what is it? You have a Miss World.
Yeah.
Yes, they have a Miss World in Second Life. You can be in a competition and get yourself a crown. Says I wear Mia. What is it? Something like I wear Mia Meyer, nothing at all. Miss World 2010, Second Life. You know, so I like that. I like that little dash of realism. But the clothes are just banging and not too expensive. The haute couture is not cheap. I want to point that out. Don't go over to that side and look at all those elaborate gowns and go, she said it was $450. No, I said the stuff I got was cheap, and they're nice looks, and they're a little bit over the top, you know, because I have to have it. I tried to tone it down for y'all this week. I just can't.
No, you cannot. It is not in your blood to tone it down, girl.
I has to have me a big old hat on. I already see the one I'm next week. That's what they were talking about. I'm going over to the circus people next week and gets my big old hat. Well, that's not big enough, actually. Oh, wait a minute. The next one down with the feathers on it?
I'm going to dub you the Mad Hatter from now on.
Oh, did you ever see the Fascinator that I made?
Mad Hatter. I love that.
You never saw the Fascinator that I made?
Mm-hmm.
I made it to go with a specific dress from Phoenix Rising. Have you ever seen that peacock dress from Phoenix Rising with the peacock feathers and the big?
Yes.
Yeah, I made a Fascinator that goes with that. It has big peacock feathers.
Oh, my God. You're the Mad Hatter now.
And everybody was like, that is the cutest thing. I didn't see that Fascinator when I got that dress. That's because I made it, bitch. What? You can't be me. You can't do what I do. No. All right. Y'all can call me the Mad Hatter. That's fine, because when I have this hat on next week.
You are the Mad Hatter, for real.
I like hats in real life, too. I have a ton of them here. I just don't wear them out. Y'all have no idea. Stuff that's in my closet. Wigs and hats. I was born a showgirl, I think, somewhere. I was a showgirl in a previous life something. I have to have my wigs, my hats. My shoes. Oh. Did you really?
I did. We are rolling on. We gotta go.
I love this song.
All right, anyway, guys, tune in on Thursday. We catch our normal show. And you can also catch Tori and Ginger every morning, Monday through Friday, doing news.
Duke, sir, baby, Duke, sir. You think that I'm a lady? You think that I won't fight?
Put on.
I'll make your eyes shine like a little gold moonlit night. Oh, you think you're my one and only, only sophisticated, you don't need to be. You got to love living while you're living all your own love life. I'm the high temptress, I'm honey brown. I'm the baddest bitch that ever hit this town. Cornbread woman, yo ho, ain't nobody else.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna have a party with my body, do the ones come? Well, alright.